This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Manufacturing is one of the engines of South Africa's economy, and the sector contributes both in terms of job creation as well as economic activity. To cement the sector's position and further its growth, it is essential to develop innovative and enhanced bespoke solutions that allow for financial institutions to partner with the sector. While the Nedbank manufacturing proposition pivots around the nuances of both the client and the sector, premised on developing strategic partnerships with key industry stakeholders, the offering will provide tailor-made solutions to these key industries, as well as a proactive engagement and a set of insights that drive business growth. Here to tell us a little bit more is Amit Singh, who is on the line with us from Nedbank Commercial Banking. Amit, it's good to have you with us on Power Lunch this afternoon. Why did Nedbank put together a value proposition for the manufacturing sector?
I mean, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think critical to understand is that manufacturing plays a big part in South Africa's GDP. You know, as you rightfully mentioned, a big employer of the sector. And if we are truly to transform, you know, from a developing country to a developed country, as we've seen with many other developing countries, that manufacturing is key to this growth and development of South Africa. It's also pretty ripe for the adoption of sustainability initiatives. And if you have a look at government has put in quite a few focuses on specific economic sectors. There's an immense potential for growth, you know, to reinvigorate this entire industrial sector. Plenty master plans that have been put in from government's perspective. And again, the support of the circular economy, social responsibility, as well as transformation. You know, it is a sector that's definitely ripe for partnerships and collaboration. And we firmly believe that through Nedbank's tailor-made solutions, we can make a fundamental shift, a difference, not only to banking, but to country, economy, and society as a whole.
Well, let's expand a little bit more. I mean, you say a fundamental shift has been made over the years, and the industry has also undergone such a shift. Could you talk us through some of those shifts?
Yeah, this industry almost feels like a boxer that's taken a few rounds and still standing and fighting. But let's talk about these few rounds that they have taken. So, again, there's no secret with Eskom and the present power supply and the crisis we're having there, the war in Russia and the Lady R challenges on that front. Disruption in global supply chains, inflation, our own local clogged harbors, our general transport and logistics in South Africa has been, you know, a severe challenge. If you have a look at fuel and energy prices as a whole, and again, you know, we've got the amazing ability to sometimes forget some of the challenges we find. But not too long ago, one of our main provinces, being KZN, was terribly impacted by severe flooding. And you know, now it seems like a distant past, but we have to understand that all of these things have severely impacted the manufacturing space and sector. But again, you know, that being said, and not all doom and gloom, a lot of these challenges has built a certain amount of resilience in South Africa. And again, as a country and as business and as a subsector, a major subsector of the economy, manufacturing has come a long way in adapting to this volatility. And I believe while we might not see tremendous growth over the next couple of quarters, we're definitely going to see a resilient sector that's continuing to fight back and own its place, or its rightful place, not only in South Africa, but on the global supply chain perspective.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit more about how the sector's coped with round after round of changes and how Nedbank has assisted.
Yeah, so again, I think some of the businesses have been really clever over the last couple of years, you know, streamlining their operations, adopting of advanced machinery, diversifying their offerings, you know, both vertically and horizontally. And throughout those journeys, Nedbank has been a part of those journeys. But again, I think what's core to all of this is to firstly understand what is happening in the sector. Firstly, understand what is happening from a manufacturing perspective. And without us understanding the nuances of this particular sector, we aren't going to be in a position to provide bespoke, tailor-made solutions. So I think that's the departure point, and was the departure point for Nedbank, is to be truly involved in the sector space, understand our clients and what keeps them up at night. But ultimately, you know, we want to be seen and we want to be that financial partner. We are the financial expert the strategic advisor. We want to walk alongside any business out there to offer advice and tailor-made advice to assist them in growing their business and ultimately achieving their financial needs and objectives. And again, it goes beyond funding. It goes beyond check accounts and savings accounts and all those things. I think that is banking 101 and the basics. What we pride ourselves is going over and above that and truly being the specialist banking partner in the manufacturing sector.
So what kinds of insights do you provide to your clients, Amit, given the evolving manufacturing environment?
So again, I want to go back to I'd love to say there's a silver bullet that we can administer or a magic pill that we can administer to every manufacturing business out there. But unfortunately, in the realistic world, I think we all know that's not necessarily going to happen in all cases. So at the forefront is to actually understand the business intrinsically. What are the pain points of that particular business? Even geographically, where are they placed? How are they being impacted by load shedding? Are they being impacted by load shedding? Again, I'm using pretty rudimental examples, but at the forefront is to understand, those things of the particular business. But some of the trends that I have been noticing across the manufacturing sector, and I think critical focus areas for any manufacturing business, no matter how big, how small, and where you placed, and all those nuances in place, is the advancement of technology and the adoption of advanced technology, to streamline the operations and mitigate risks in that space. We've presently seen a war for talent and a lot of people leaving South Africa, going to other countries. And I think the holding on to talent and maintaining of talent and resources in a particular business, in a particular manufacturing business, is key and critical to ensure longevity of that particular business. Supply chain disruptions, which I mentioned earlier on, it's important that we diversify our procurement and businesses and manufacturing businesses diversify their procurement and understand that the supply chain that they've known for the last 10, 15, 20 years has changed and is continuing to shift. And I think, it's important to shift along with that. And last but not least, sustainability initiatives. While Eskom has been giving us, quite a bit of gray hairs and challenges with regards to load shedding,
right,
I do believe that it's going to accelerate our growth into a more sustainable country, into a more sustainable South Africa that's green. And I mean, that fits squarely to us as Nedbank being the green bank as well.
Mm. Well, thank you for your time and the insights into this as Nedbank Manufacturing's proposition pivots around the nuances of both the client and the sector. That was Nedbank Commercial Banking Representative Amit Singh talking to us a little bit more about that.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.